KORN News Radio Sports for this Tuesday, November 18th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims. Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball headed back to the NAIA National Tournament for the first time since 2022. The Tigers received an at-large bid yesterday out of the GPAC. They will take on 23rd-ranked Park University out of Parkville, Missouri in a first-round match on Saturday. Dakota Wesleyan enters the postseason with an 18-11 overall record. They were ranked 25th in the final NAIA coaches poll after reaching the GPAC tournament semifinals. Meanwhile, Park University, they're 19-9 on the season. The winner advances to the 24-team final site in Sioux City, Iowa, December 3rd through the 9th. Also, Dakota Wesleyan landed five players on the GPAC All-Conference Volleyball team. Kaylee Hybertson was named the Conference Setter of the Year, averaging 10 assists per set with more than 1,000 assists on the season. And Lizzie Tyler, she was the GPAC Co-Defender of the Year, leading the conference with 607 digs, nearly 6 digs per sets. Both Hybertson and Tyler were first-team selections, and they also earned 4 Player of the Week honors during the season. Sophomore hitter Evie Knobloch was named to the second team. She was 4th in the GPAC this year with 356 kills, while Carly Vanderwerf and Lily Ranchow received honorable mention. South Dakota State men's basketball improved to 3-2 on the season as they defeated Peru State last night 94-46. Jackrabbit redshirt freshman Trey Buchanan scored 24 points off the bench. He hit 5 of his 7 three-pointers. SDSU will host Georgia State coming up this Friday night at 7 o'clock. South Dakota State Volleyball ends the regular season tonight by hosting North Dakota at 7 o'clock. The Jackrabbits are 15-0 in the Summit League this season, 21-3 overall. They've already clinched the number one seed heading into the Summit League tournaments. Also, USD Volleyball at home tonight as they also wrap up the regular season, taking on North Dakota State. USD freshman running back Carson Fletcher was named the Missouri Valley Football Conference Newcomer of the Week on Monday after the Coyotes' 5 overtime win on Saturday at Southern Illinois. Fletcher had 19 carries for a career-best 104 yards, his first career 100-yard game at the collegiate level. He had nearly half of USD's 224 rushing yards on the day. And coming up this Thursday at noon, we do have coverage of state volleyball on KORN News Radio. It's the Mitchell Colonels taking on the top seed Harrisburg. Coverage starts with the Corner Booth pregame show at 11. It'll be the Mitchell Colonels and number one Harrisburg at noon. Also, first round matchups in Class A, it'll be the 8-seed Wagner taking on the 1-seed Dakota Valley. That's also a noon Central Time start on Thursday. And the 4-seed Parkston will take on the 5-seed Bennett County in the Class B Volleyball Tournament. That starts at 1:45. For more sports, check out our websites at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims.